So, Ryan, looking back at yesterday's victory in the Freshers Championship, probably no doubt to say it was your best performance of the year, and it was timely to come in a final.
Yeah, 100%, Oisin. You know, to be fair to the lads, they played great. As you touched on, it probably was our best performance all year, especially the first half. You know, I thought the way they defended as a unit was unbelievable. You know, and then they attacked well as well, obviously putting up 211. You know, when we're actually playing into the wee breeze the first half, but no, they really got together and played extremely well, and they seen it off. I've seen it out, I should say, and done it off the second half. You know, so it's been a great year. You know, we obviously won the league and won the championship now, so it's been a great year for the Freshers and ATU, and hopefully they can build on that next year going into senior football and build on it.
Yeah, were you missing many bodies yesterday, Ryan? Are you at full strength, or what was the panel
looking
like?
No, we were missing a few as well. You know, with so many games, you know, to be fair, I didn't really even understand myself until I got involved how many actual games these young lads have. But we were missing Max Campbell, who's obviously up with the seniors, was out. He's picked up Weenock and Aaron Neely, who's with under 20s. Seamus Dugan with under 20s and Dylan Mulholland with under 20s as well, all in Donegal. So we're missing all of them as well. So we did actually have a very strong squad this year, you know, even though the quality of player that we were missing, we were still able to put in some top performances, which is great to see.
Danny Brown and Owen McNeillis getting the goals yesterday. They came in the first half, and I suppose they were timely in the match and really put Carlo on the back foot then, so did Ryan.
They were, you know, they did. Yes, I don't think you can ever score a goal at a bad time, but the goals definitely did come at a great time in the game, you know. So as I said, we're playing into a wee bit of a breeze, and we... We done enough then the second half, but the goals came at a great time. But they were great moves, you know. It's a pity there was no cameras running at it, because there was some great football played, you know. The game was actually played on a 3G pitch, so it was, and that just allowed for a very fast game of football, which actually suited our lads, you know. So no, the goals were great moves, and you know, I suppose when the second one ended, probably did finish the game.
A good spread of scores yesterday, but you've had a good spread of scores throughout the league. But I suppose two men that were prominent throughout the championship and league rather were doing the scoring. Danny Brown and Shane Callan to the fore in the scoring front yesterday once again, as they have been throughout the year for you, Ryan.
Yeah, you listen, they're great lads first and foremost, Oisin, you know, but they are great footballers, you know, and I know from a selfish point of view, being from Donegal, you know, it's great to see, even though we do have players from other parts of the country involved in the Freshers team, it's great to see from a Donegal point of view two young lads that's currently involved in the under 20s as well, you know. So we'll be looking out for them for the under 20s as well. But no, they've been great all throughout the year, you know. So they have, and it's just something I would like to touch on as well, even when I am here, you know, is Gary Boyle and even Jim, who's, you know, we had a couple of senior boys involved as well. They've been extremely good to me, so they have, and terms of releasing players and allowing players to play. Whenever we had games, they always allowed the players to play, which doesn't happen in other counties, you know. So to be fair to the Donegal managers, they were great and allowed the players to play all the time. So football's good in Donegal at the minute, you know, and ATU and different sort of stuff, they've been going well. So we're taking through a lot of good players, so long may that last.
Yeah. Listen, just moving away and looking ahead to this weekend, obviously Galway providing the opposition in round five of the National Football League for Donegal, Ryan. Listen, Galway are in bad need of points, so they're going to prove to be a stern old test at the weekend, so there.
It will be, Oisin. You know, listen, it's a cliche, but there's no easy games in Division One, so there's not, you know. Thankfully, we've had a great start. So we've had, you know, like every match we've played, there's pros and cons of everything, you know, but thankfully we've got maximum points on the board and are in a good position. So we are, but no, Galway are I don't want to say fighting for their lives, because there's still obviously a couple of games left, but they are in need of points. So they are. So they're going to come up to Ballyshannon and obviously put their best foot forward. But again, it's a match that we're going to really look forward to. Getting to play the best teams in the country, that's where you want to be as a player. So it is, Oisin, you know, and we're getting the opportunity to do that at the minute, is to play against the best teams in the country, and we've another chance to do that this weekend against Galway.
Yeah, looking to make it 5 from 5 and win all your 3 home games. I'm sure at the start of the year the target, Ryan, would have been to win your home games and then take it from there, but Donegal find themselves in a very, very healthy position. What's that down to, do you think, this year, Ryan?
Listen, it's hard to put your finger on one thing, Oisin. You know, to be fair, we've trained well, so we have all over pre-season and the start of the league, and we've got ourselves into good shape, so we have, Oisin. You know, and listen, it's a cliche, but we just take it one game at a time. You know, we try not to look ahead, so we don't. Obviously, at the start of the year, the first goal is to stay in the division. I'm not 100% sure if it's mathematically done yet, but we're in a good position definitely to stay in the league. We're looking up the table more than looking down, which is what we always wanted. But we're just taking it week by week. You know, it's really hectic. So it is. You know, it's an unbelievable competition, the league. So it is not just Division One, all the divisions. You know, I know Mark, my brother's involved with Westmeath, and I've been looking out to that. Division 3 itself is hugely competitive, and so is Division 2 and 4. So it's an unbelievable competition. It's a pity the weather just wouldn't be a wee bit better for it, but that's the time of the year, you know. So we just take it week by week. As I said, we're extremely fortunate that we've got the chance to play the top teams in Ireland and the top players in Ireland. So it's going good at the minute, Oisin, but still a long year ahead, hopefully.
Yeah. And in the McHugh house, there's an O'Byrne Cup has come back. But Ryan, you have a league and a championship now as well, should you?
I do. It's been a good start to the year in the O'Byrne Cup. We still have a wee bit to catch Dad yet, Oisin, but we'll hopefully get there when we retire.
Listen, Ryan, thanks for talking to us. And I suppose twofold, well done on yesterday. Congratulations on getting the Freshers' Championship. And also, of course, best of luck against Galway at the weekend.
No problem. Oisin, thank you very much. Eh?